FBI Director Louis Freeh said today that the Bureau still doesn't know who leaked Richard Jewell's name to the news media after the bombing at the Atlanta Olympics. Jewell is the security guard who showed police the backpack containing the bomb. News reports last summer quoted law enforcement sources as saying he was a suspect in the case. He was eventually cleared of suspicion. Freeh told a Senate panel today that the investigation into the breach of security is continuing, and he promised to take harsh action against any FBI employee found to be involved in this leak or others. NPR's Paul Miller has this report.
The identification of Richard Jewell as a possible suspect in the Olympic Park bombing case was not a closely guarded secret. FBI Director Freeh said at least 500 law enforcement people in 11 agencies had Jewell's name. That makes the search for the source of the news leak that much more difficult. And this is not an isolated case. Freeh told the Senate Judiciary Subcommittee on Terrorism, the FBI is still trying to figure out who leaked information about the Unabomber investigation and others.
There are cases pending right now, cases which I cannot publicly discuss, where significant and costly investigative strategies had to be canceled and major prosecutions jeopardized as a result of media leaks.
Freeh said in the last 5 years there have been 48 investigations into news leaks by FBI employees, most before he put agents on notice they will be fired and risk being prosecuted if they leak information.
The implication for the FBI and its ability to be perceived as dealing with people within the law is grave. There can be no margin for error born out of misconduct when it comes to an individual's rights, both because of the legal consequences and for the public's support. Support which the FBI depends on to meet its responsibilities.
Freeh said leakers could be prosecuted for obstruction of justice. Senator Arlen Specter, the subcommittee chairman, said he was considering legislation to create more specific criminal charges for leaks. Freeh and Specter said they did not blame the news media for using the information about Jewell, but Senator Patrick Leahy said it was regrettable.
For Jewell to be singled out simultaneously by the FBI and the media as a suspect in a terrorist bombing has to be among everyone's worst nightmare, and of course it is.
Jewell is considering suing two FBI agents for the way they conducted their interrogation of him. He says they tried to trick him by pretending they were making a training video. He will testify before the subcommittee later, once the Justice Department has completed that investigation. And there's still the question, who did put the bomb in the park? Freeh said the Jewell case had distracted the investigation but not delayed it. He said the recent appeal for public help took so long because the FBI had to be sure what kind of backpack the bomb was in. He said there are now thousands of leads after the offer of a $500,000 reward for information. I'm Paul Miller in Washington.